This is the Dan and Christy podcast.
Dan and Christy.
Macca's new surprise prize. Peel any medium or large fries for a chance to find a prize.
We got in trouble because we were talking innuendo or up your endo.
So, yeah, we're totally Howard Sterning at the moment. But don't worry, Boss Phil, if you're listening. It will just be for this moment. Oh, well, we just, Boss Phil, and so we apologise to our beautiful listeners. He said maybe we were a bit naughty
yesterday.
The whole show, like, producer Maddie, because you weren't here. I think the first hour is okay, but apparently it spilled over. So we kind of watched the 7 and the 8 o'clock hour too. And so I guess we can have a bit of fun now. But, you know, we got to rein it back. The power's
right.
Dead, Maddie. And you weren't here. So you missed our show.
Well, clearly that was the fault. I should never leave. And the only good influence on this show.
Yep.
And you're welcome.
It's true. You're a brick wall.
We did have a lot of fun with our innuendo yesterday.
Well, I think it was accidental sometimes because we coming off the top, so to speak.
You start thinking about seeing all that naughty stuff. Every second word.
Every
could
second
be
word.
You know, when you get the giggles at school.
Because you were getting like your injections and you're like, my husband gave it to me this morning. And if I just sit there and you bowl a pie at me, I'm going to eat it for 6.
This is what happens when you employ this comedian over here. We are screwed.
Yeah, that's right. So this show is going to be so PC, so PG.
Oh, my goodness. And should we bring your children into the room so you can never swear in front of them?
Oh, well, I actually do swear in front of my kids. I don't know if you're the same. Do you do it?
Come on. Of course. My 8-year-old's first word was pit. What do you think that rhymes with?
Dan and Christy.
Dan and Christy.
And we're talking revenge on 131060 because a restaurant owner in Melbourne has plastered a cheeky sign on the front of his soon-to-be-open venue. It reads this: "Hey, Sophia, you broke up with me because I was poor. Now I have the money to open a Korean barbecue. Are you regretting it now?" Question mark.
It's so petty. I love it. He's definitely a Scorpio like I am.
Yeah, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. What a marketing ploy too. It's a great promotion because you're like, I'm going to support this Korean barbecue. I'm going to go in.
Oh, well, it's worked. It's we're talking about it on air. I mean, Sophia probably didn't exist. But
no.
What a way to get publicity. So we're dummies, aren't we? We fell for it.
We should always have a Sophia. And no backstory whatsoever. But we're talking about revenge. You've got revenge before.
I did.
Succeeding is the best revenge. There's nothing better than that. Like, you know,
yeah,
you were on
that.
Home and Away. And, you know, you're friends with Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, but
you're
I
on
don't...
top of the world.
Stop it. That's not what happened.
All the haters.
There was a girl who was really mean to me in school, right? You know, I got bullied only for a little bit at this school before I left. And she had initially been my friend. She was the popular girl when I arrived at the school. And then we were both sort of, and I was always nice. Anyway, she turned on me.
Yeah.
And then I got on TV. And then I saw her at this party and her mum came up to me to say hi. And the mum was really nice, but I pretended I did not remember her daughter.
I don't remember
who
you
are. Which I definitely do. And I've thought about that girl. And the problem is, right, and I said I was so tempted to say full name on air. I wouldn't do that. Not that I could get
you
in trouble.
You know what I would do? I'd be kind as all hell. It's so good to see you. You're so lovely
to
me in high school.
Nah, I was like, I'm not doing that because it really annoyed her that I pretended that I just couldn't remember her, which I think is even worse. It's like, you are so forgettable that I have just can't remember who you are.
You should have done the home and away thing and just said, rack off, Mole. But anyway, here we go. Donna from Cambridge. God. How did you get revenge?
Oh, revenge. Sweet revenge.
Babe, what did you do?
My ex was a little bit unfaithful.
Loser.
So, yeah, loser. So when he was going on a camping trip, I filled his swag with glitter, his pockets with glitter, his... Esky had my underwear in it, underwear in his pocket. Yeah. So he would have just rolled his swag out and sweet glitter and underwear would have flown everywhere and whatever company he was with would have seen it too.
You're the
Ooh,
best,
what's
Donna.
Happened here?
That is the best because glitter is the ultimate pain in the butt, like with the kids and stuff. You cannot get rid of glitter anywhere, can you?
No, hopefully it's still in his swag.
Good.
Yeah, true. And you should have given him Mariah Carey's movie glitter too. That's an insult to injury on Blu-ray and DVD. Unwatchable.
Worst movie.
And we do have someone anonymous here, Christy. This is interesting. Anonymous, how did you exact revenge?
Morning, good. How are you guys?
Good. Very good. Anonymous, how are you, Anonymous? Thank you for calling us anonymously. Tell us your revenge story.
Okay, so I used to work in a very, very well-known retail store that, you know, used to sell camping equipment and such like that.
So
if I was having a bad day or management or the team in the store were being rude to me or things like that, I'd get customers come in and be like, oh, no, we haven't got that product. I'm sorry, you know. You'll have to go to the store across the road that sells the same stuff.
Oh, That's a great way to do it.
Jeez.
So you would enlist the help of your friends to come in and create problems?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You are
hilarious. Message him, and I'd, you know, like message him on Facebook or Messenger or something like that and be like, guys, today is the day. Like, let's get it done.
Babe, are you a Scorpio like me?
No, I'm actually a Pisces.
Oh,
there you go.
Pisces are meant to be like so happy and watery and really nice and just a bit, nah, the opposite. To
yeah, no. That day I was definitely feeling like a Scorpio. Can I tell you what?
I feel like it's more of a Sagittarian thing.
You don't even know.
I don't think any of them
you don't even
are
follow
real.
Star signs.
No, I've got no idea. But Tanaya, how did you get revenge?
So this was my son and daughter.
Mm. Uh-huh. How old?
My daughter was 4 and my son was 2. And he is a really annoying brother. Every time I'd put him in the bath together, he would spit water in her face and she would cry and that'd be the reaction he would want.
Yep.
And then one day they were in the bath and he started doing it to her and she started laughing. And this made him really angry. So he started, like, every time she would laugh, he would suck up heaps of water and spit it in her face. And she just kept laughing and it was really getting to him. So he kept doing it. And eventually she said, I peed in the water.
Jeez.
She's cold.
Your 4-year-old is going to go on to big things, but she can lead a bank or a massive company, yeah. Hun.
Or become Bear Grylls.
Yeah, work smarter, not harder.
Dan and Christy. Dan and Christy.
What about 300,000?
Cool.
That's a lot. 300,000 condoms provided for athletes at the City of Love's big sporting Olympics. That is what's going to happen. So if you break it down maths-wise, right, that's 300,000 Paris-themed little wrappers. They're going to be given out to the 10,500 athletes who compete in this year's games. That's essentially 2 a day for each player.
For each athlete.
That needs them.
Well, wrap it before you tap it. That's one of the rules. But the athletes competing at the games, you would imagine this would just be a festival of the horizontal dance.
Well, it's the City of Love. Mm. I mean, of course it would be, right? And I don't know about you, but I think if no matter who you are, you're a consenting adult, there shouldn't be bans about what you can do on your spare time and who you can do it with. This whole thing of keeping everybody safe and away from one another, I mean, I get that if you're going away for a high school camp,
It would happen way worse than this. Like, you'd do your country proud, though, wouldn't you?
Of course, I'm sure you would. Is this something that would be on your mind, though, if you're there? You've trained
definitely
every single day since you were a kid. You've got up at 4 a.m. to go and chase your dream. Are you really there thinking about that person over there who looks pretty hot when your focus is supposed to be on what you've worked for really hard your entire life?
Jeez. Have you seen some of the Swedish gymnasts? Like, they have got the bodies of granite for their respective sports, and I'd be training for that more than anything.
I know, I can imagine. Everyone
it'd be
over
like
there.
The Barcelona Olympics. That would be me, you know. Imagine making the grand final of the sex Olympics. I'll get knocked out in the semis, I reckon.
Dan and Christy.
It's time for Miss Heard Elliot. Are you ready for this?
This is a cool new game. I like your title.
Yeah, thank you. Because it's a wordplay on Missy Elliott, who I love. You know this one. Work it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was listening to a couple of songs in the kitchen with my two girls last night, Isabel and Maddie. We dance around, you know, have a bit of fun. And Isabel stuffed up the lyrics to a song. So
you would have taken that very seriously.
I did.
Being
like,
the music
this
genius
is not
that
right.
You are.
We're listening to Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
Great song.
Yeah. But she said, I believe that the hot dogs go on.
I believe that the hot dogs
yes!
Go
on. Now I can't unhear that. Doesn't it sound like
your
that?
Your 8-year-old has changed the ending of Titanic for me. Like, that's all I hear now.
Yeah, it was all about chipolatas and, you know, bratwursts and weisswursts. And then we're listening to music too, and Charlie Puth. You love Charlie Puth.
Oh, Charlie Puth, who sings the song Attention.
Mm-hmm.
That song. I love that song.
And in this song it says, I put a turtle on my knee. It sounds like it.
You run around, run around, run around, throwing that turtle on my knee.
That is so funny.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
You know
why? Why would he have a turtle on his
head? Yeah, what's with the turtle? But
Michelangelo.
I did hear that one a couple of years ago because my husband Justin works in radio as well. He's a radio announcer, and when he was on air, he did say the exact same thing that you just did, that it sounds like turtle on my knee.
I would love to be a turtle on his knee if he's playing his cards right this afternoon.
Would you do a similar?
Well,
seriously?
This is one of my favourite ones. This is Bon Jovi. It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not from Living on a Prayer.
Naked
or not. Doesn't make a difference,
you're
does
right.
it? Yeah, maybe every time I hear it.
Maybe that's what he's actually singing. See, that's the thing. Mm. You can sing anything in a song mm-hmm. and people believe what you are saying that you sing. Mm-hmm. But I can't unhear that now. And I love that song, Living on a Prayer.
Yeah, it's one of my karaoke tunes I go to every single time. Bon Jovi, a slippery when wet. That's my Italian. But this one's great. This is Selena Gomez and she's farting carrots.
I'm on my 14 carrots.
Brand, Easter time, maybe? And this is also a great fart one. This is from Disturbia, and it's a little bit disturbing.
All right, go.
So if you must fart, tell me why, Rihanna. That is a bit disturbing, isn't it?
You are disturbed. You've ruined all these amazing songs for me now.
Yeah, I'm farting carrots.
I'm 14 carrots.
Dad and Christy. But this lady's on the hunt, isn't she? For all those single tradies.
All the single tradies. All the single tradies.
What?
All the single tradies. All the single tradies.
Here they come.
All the single tradies. All the single tradies. All the single tradies. And pack your tools up.
Yeah, you absolute spanners. Because the best place to go, according to her, she's on TikTok, is the place to go. And this isn't an ad for them, but
no, it's not.
Let's have a listen to where we should go.
If you're single and you're looking for a nice partner, go to Bunnings Ooh. On a Sunday morning. I literally just went in there to get some storage boxes so early in the morning, and it was just a field of men, beautiful men. Like, they were just so nice. I was struggling to get these boxes, like, holding them all, and he's like, oh, do you need a hand? And I'm like, oh, no, but hello.
Okay, 100% these men are not single men. They are married men. Married thing you can do is go to Bunnings on a Sunday morning. If you ever want to find me and hubby Justin, go to Bunnings on a Sunday.
That's where he is.
Exactly where we are. Single guys are not at Bunnings. The men that you see at Bunnings are just there escaping their partners or escaping the kids and doing house stuff. I mean, look, if there are a few exceptions to this rule, I can look the other way. But I reckon these guys are just seeing a beautiful woman walk through. They're in Bunnings. They're taking their time. They are so married. They are not single guys at Bunnings.
They're wearing high vis. They have plumber's bums.
Yeah.
There's a bevy of single men. That's what she says. They're just popping there, getting their Bunnings snags.
I mean, look at you. You're so married.
Ooh, yes.
You like going to Bunnings. So you even take your
not
kids
much.
To Bunnings,
yeah,
don't you?
I take them when it rains.
Because there's a park, right?
There's somewhere for me to get a coffee. And there's somewhere for them to play, and that's a prerequisite. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I'm not actually buying anything. I'm not handy on the tools at all. But what a perfect location. That's a public service announcement for all the single ladies out there. One, you get a cheap sausage sizzle at the front, onion on top, and then you get to date a man
by
the
end of it. Sausage sizzle, indeed. I love the snags at Bunnings. And you know what? If you can meet a single in a Bunnings, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's better than having to go out at night, put on your heels, go to a bar or whatever and mingle and stuff like that.
Chuck on your gumboots.
And I think it's, you know what, it would be a green flag, as they say, to see someone there that you found attractive and you kind of had a little thing with. And they were actually doing something productive. Like, the sexiest thing for me is when my husband is building stuff around our house and he's using his hands. You know, like, I think that's pretty
tools.
Attractive. Absolutely.
Yeah, lower standards are just the beginning.
Well, today's the day.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? Okay.
We've done it.
Now, I don't say this to sound like an absolute banker on air because, I don't want to go, oh, I got a new car.
But I can't believe you say it in that tone, too. Oh, I've got a new car.
Anyone out there who has struggled with the car situation like we have, my husband and I, for the last X amount of time because his car always broke down, then you know how I feel. So we had to go out and buy a car. And we didn't get an expensive car. We've got, what's it called? It sounds like coriander. Coriander. Anyway, I'm excited because...
You should call the car coriander. It tastes like soap.
Well, you know what? Times are tough. But we're like, we have to get a proper car. A car that won't break down. A car that doesn't cost a fortune. So we've gone out and we've invested in the family car. And we finally get to pick it up today, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm starting to have a bit of regret with decisions that I made throughout the whole get the car thing.
Yeah, because so I've heard the overheard conversations in the yes. office with you and your husband, JCP, who's a beautiful man and a tall glass of water. But you were talking about the upgrades and the extras, and you are arguing against
yes,
all the extras.
Because this is the thing with Justin, right? Mm-hmm. Justin is so easily sold to. They said, do you want the dash cams, and do you want some tinting, and do you want your leather protection on the seats? I just said no to that stuff, right? We didn't need it. And Justin's like, we did need the dash cams. And I said, why would we need the dash cams?
Safety.
And that's what he said. And I said, no, we don't, because you know what? And don't laugh. But it was like an extra $3 a fortnight in the finance.
I ain't paying
and,
that.
No,
that's premium. Too much.
$3 is $3, right? It all adds up. I did the maths of what over that equals over the space of 7 years. But then I thought about it and I went, maybe we should have actually done the whole window tinting and the leather protection thing specifically because all the dogs that we now have, we've got three dogs
You've
in our family.
You've got three dogs in the house. You need protection.
So, yeah, you do
need
protection.
Some upgrades. So, and extended warranties and maintenance plans. I don't think you should have a new car with dogs.
No. I agree because they do damage. They can damage your car. Like they're jumping their little nails and stuff like that. But
and you got two boys.
Yeah, I got two boys. I got three dogs and a cat and a husband and you. We're going to need a bigger boat. This is pretty bloody cool. So what about this, Dan? Mm-hmm. A Gen Z boss has a very unique way of getting his staff into the office. What an absolute legend. His name is Kyle Hunt. And
I'm not saying anything.
Don't you dare go quiet on me. Stay with me. Kyle Hunt, 25-year-old, the irony of the surname, he puts people on a little hunt around the office and he leaves money scattered for them, like up to $1,000 for them to come back to work and stay in the office. He literally has scattered $1,000 cash and people just go and look for it when they've finished up their working day.
Mm-hmm. And he's not that boring kind of boomer boss of the past.
Yeah.
He's like a Gen Z-er. What a difference. So just chucks money and $1,000 cash. That would be incentive to, you know, come along to work, check it out.
I'm not saying anything
won't. No, not with Mr. Kyle Hunt. But he's a 25-year-old CEO. Imagine being that overachiever too.
I know, that's the thing. And I think if you work that hard at that age, then you know what other people your own age want. He's not out of touch because he's the same. He's probably one of the youngest people in the organisation.
Yeah.
And I think, I'd be bought.
Yeah.
If anyone can
what
be bought.
What a great relationship.
Like, if you want people to stop working from home and you need people back in the office, like there's heaps of incentives you could do to get people back. Producer Matty, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. He loves taking home the bread from HIT. It's free bread.
Oh, yeah, you love the bread. Free bread.
And so, I don't think his mic's on. I don't know if we can throw to him.
But, we can't throw to him. I forgot.
Yeah.
I have not learned.
Remember that moment? So producer Maddie is always walking out of the building with bread because our office, you can take free bread. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I've taken a banana or two
have
home
you?
With me.
I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed. That's the thing. We've been told, haven't we, Phil? We're not allowed to do any of that.
Yes, you have my permission.
Oh, we can. Okay. Oh, a banana you've taken, have you? We're asking you the best note ever hit in a song. You've gone with this one. And, geez, it's used a lot in sport when someone kicks a goal or, you know, shoots a basket from halfway, like Jack McVay from the Jack Jumpers.
This is one of the greatest songs of all time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it made Titanic.
It did.
I mean, well, Titanic was amazing by itself, but then when Celine Dion kicks in with this beautiful song and
I can't
music
even remember
by
the moment
James
where it
Horner.
Happens.
Are
in
you
there?
Serious?
Yeah, it's what like moment when, is
at
it?
At the end of the movie.
At the end of the movie.
Of course. Like
when
everyone's sitting there crying and we were too upset to leave the cinema.
That's right.
I can't believe
I'm covered
that
covered in tissues.
To you.
Mine's this one. That's Bon Jovi, just hitting baby in these arms. Oh, that's a good note.
That's a great song.
I do
song.
Love this. But a suggestion from Sarah from Yarrawonga. She said, Prince at the end of the song Kiss just goes nuts. And he certainly does. Like, I mean, listen to this. What is he saying? That's so good. Yeah, good suggestion,
yeah,
Sarah. I do
Julia
like that
Roberts
one.
Does a cute little thing with that in the film Pretty Woman when she's sitting in the bath and she's singing Prince. Have you seen that
I
scene
have
as well?
Seen Pretty Woman, but I only remember Go West King of Wishful Thinking. That's my favourite song ever. But Hayden from Brighton, what do you reckon the best note in music is?
The best note has to be Jack Black, Master Exploder.
Oh, you know what? I'm a big fan of D, the greatest and best band in the world, and I know exactly the moment you're talking about this one. from Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny. It blows people's minds, doesn't it?
It is absolutely brilliant.
He has an awesome set of pipes, Jack Black. God, he can sing.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bit like Jack Black, Dan.
Not really. if you ordered him from
version.
Wish. A version. Yeah, probably a Z-grade one. But Hayden, are you going to see the Spicy Meatball Tour, Tenacious D, live in Melbourne?
I would love to, but, cost of living currently is a bit high.
For sure. Well, keep listening because we're about to play Alpha Bucks worth $1,000.
So stick around after this.
Match's new surprise prize. Peel any medium or large fries for a chance to find a prize.
That was the Dan and Christy podcast.
Dan and Christy!